Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we're talking dream fights to make in 2022. Will Nate Diaz fight Dustin Poirier this month? And Triad Combat 2, Junior Dos Santos is headed to the triangular ring. Yes.
Let's go.
Didn't know about that. Huh? You guys didn't know about that. Junior Dos Santos is going to Triad Combat.
That is crazy, man. That's insane.
What is Triad?
That's gonna be awesome, man.
That's the thing. That's the thing Frank Mir did.
Yeah, it's the boxing.
Frank Mir almost got killed.
Yeah, the boxing with clinching. AJ and I really enjoyed it. It was in a triangle ring. Metallica was performing. It was MMA versus boxing. Rampage Jackson was the coach of Team MMA. I forget the name of the other guy. Shannon Briggs was the boxing guy.
Shannon, yeah.
Let's Go Champ guy was the boxing guy. And it was a bunch of weird fights. And they're going to be doing another set of weird fights coming up on February the 26th in Texas. It'll be Junior Dos Santos in the main event, trying to get revenge for his MMA brother Frank Mir, taking on the guy that Mir fought last time and got beat up real quick by Kubrat Pulev. So it'll be Junior Dos Santos versus Kubrat Pulev in the mixed boxing rules fight coming up February 26th for Triller Triad Combat 2. I know I'll be watching. JDS versus Kubrat Pulev. And the co-main event will be Vitor Belfort versus Chad Dawson.
What?
I mean,
we're definitely watching
bad.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, man. We're definitely watching it.
And I'm going to watch it.
I expect both MMA guys
to lose.
You didn't watch
right
the last one.
Why?
Fred, why didn't you watch the last one?
I mean, what was the main event?
Frank Mir and Kubrat Pulev.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It was. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, Freddie. That was probably like the surprise of the year, because the week before that event happened, I dissed it so much. I called it the Toblerone thing. I said it was like going to be bullshit, this and that. I smacked that thing down like there's no tomorrow. And then when the fight happened and we saw it from the beginning to the last fight, where Frank Mir saw St. Peter at the gates almost and came back, I'm telling you, man, I was shocked. That was such an amazing event where it actually – I became a fan, and I'm, like, looking forward to it. Not
was
because
it really?
It's some kind of – Freddie, it was that good, man. Dave, you got to admit, it was exciting, man. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, it was pretty good. I liked it.
I had no clue it was going to be a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like honestly, like, that's what took
Metallica
me off, because I couldn't figure out – yeah, but I had no idea Metallica was going to be there. The only thing that was going to be really, like, confused was, why is the crowd always looking away from the ring? I couldn't understand that. I'm like, they're maybe looking at it on a big screen or something because they can't see the triangle. But in the end, it was because they were waiting for Metallica. But regardless, man, it was a crazy event, man. I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to it. Like, Vitor to fight? It's going to be insane, you know?
Yeah.
Junior Dos Santos to fight? That's going to be, like, something pretty – I think he's going to do
a
lot better than
Frank
Mir. I don't know if he's going to do that well against the Russian guy there, man, because that Russian guy was
– he was pretty good.
I'm going to say both MMA guys lose. Vitor against Chad Dawson is an interesting one.
I don't
– because Chad Dawson was good not so long ago, I feel.
Yeah. And Vitor, you know, Vitor not being tested by
Vitor.
USADA. Yeah, TRT Vitor is pretty dangerous. We saw what he did to Evander Holyfield not so long ago, right? Vitor knocked out Holyfield. Remember that? That was a weird thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I expect Dawson to be in better shape than Holyfield.
You expect we'll it, but.
Yeah. You expect it, but that's Vitor without any regulations. That's an angry Vitor. That's a Bible reading Vitor. That's the type of Vitor you don't want in the ring. You want Dana White. You want Dana White to be regulating everything. So it's Vitor, normal Vitor, where he's talking normal and everything. But when Vitor's on TRT, man, he becomes extremely religious. He becomes extremely dangerous. That's the type of guy, Chad Dawson or not, who's an amazing boxer. I don't want to face Vitor. I'm telling you, man, because Vitor could lose it, man. He can lose it in that fight. I turned it into an MMA fight.
Chad Dawson is 39 years of age. He last fought professionally as a boxer and won by decision in 2019. He actually won twice in 2019. Of course, he lost to Adonis Stevenson by TKO in Montreal in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
And to Jean Pascal by decision in 2010 in Montreal as well. So he fought here
now,
a
was
few
that
times.
That fight?
And he's going to be fighting Vitor in the Triad Triller Triangle Ring, and we'll be doing a watch along for that, I guess.
Yeah,
I think Fred just February 26th.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday, man.
Oh, probably not then, Fred. Probably not. All right.
I probably not, just threw that in now.
We're
not,
not just
to avoid it.
Yeah, we're not just going to talk about Triller Triad and the combat and the triangles. We're going to talk about things that take place in rings and octagons as well. Although I may tell you about something taking place on a helipad in Dubai. Which,
what?
Do you want to know about that?
What
you want me to
hell?
Tell you about that one?
Yeah,
we can start with that.
What's
up? Floyd Mayweather is going to have an exhibition boxing match with a YouTuber named Rashad Money Kicks Belhassa. And this will take place February 20th in Dubai. And the report is it's going to be on a helipad, like up in the sky, on some sort of tower.
Well, I think I know which tower it is because it's a spectacular tower. I think they even have a tennis court up there. It's like really insane. But the thing is that who the hell is this YouTuber guy? I don't know who this guy is, but he must have a lot of money to pull it off. And that's what it comes down to is that Mayweather is going for the money. That's all
he cares
about.
Will he get paid? Logan Paul says he hasn't got paid.
Really, eh? He still hasn't been. Wow, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's what Logan Paul says.
He didn't get paid
what?
For his fight with Mayweather?
That's what he says. He's still waiting on some money.
That's what I heard too. Rumor has it. I'm shocked.
Maybe he got partly paid, but he's still waiting on some money, supposedly.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, that'll give him reason to fight again.
This guy, Money Kicks, who's going to fight Mayweather, has been called one of Dubai's richest kids. He's a 19-year-old social media star and the son of a construction mogul, Saif Belhassa, who's one of the most successful businessmen. Saif or Safe? Sometimes it's Safe.
It's safe to say it's probably Saif.
I feel it's safer to say Saif.
Guess what? It doesn't matter what his name is.
This guy's got
daddy Money Kicks, all right? And Money Kicks is his son, and his son's going to get beat up by Floyd Mayweather.
Let's say you were super rich, man. Who would you want to fight?
Money Kicks.
Like, let's say you had that. No. You got to fight a real fighter. He's fighting Mayweather. Like, I don't know, man. Who are you getting out of retirement?
Oh.
Oscar De La Hoya? I want a fight I could win.
Yeah, if I was probably Connor at this point, you know? I'd do a jiu-jitsu match with Connor, see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Listen, man, this Money Kicks has like 3.something million subscribers. This guy's up there, man. He should be fighting Jake Paul. He'll probably die.
It's close to
but
us.
The thing is that, he's close to us, man. So this Money Kicks, listen, man, if Money Kicks wants to sponsor our show, man, I'll be for you all the way. But I don't know what his boxing skills are.
Oh, I'm Team Money Kicks. Money Kicks is going to beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather sucks. Money Kicks all day.
Have you taken a look at Money Kicks?
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not sure, man. Money Kicks looks like he's got to really work on the abs of steel there, man. He needs a GMAC to help him out because this kid, man, he's got the money, but I don't know if there's like some clause not to hurt him, but I hope he has it in there because Money Kicks is going to be dropkick after it's all done.
I don't know. He doesn't look so bad. Hold on.
What are you talking about? He looks like the Michelin tire kid, man.
There's Money Kicks. We lose Fred when we go to. Oh, no, there's Fred. Hey, Fred, you still there?
Fred, you okay there, bud?
Yep.
Fred, what do you think about Money Kicks? He doesn't look like a Michelin man. I mean, there's Money Kicks. He's boxing. Rashad Money.
We'll see, man. I was surprised Logan Paul managed to survive, so these fights are a little stupid.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but this guy is nowhere the size of like of the Paul brothers, man. Like nowhere close.
Money kicks,
oh, man,
baby.
He got punched by Francis Ngannou?
What?
What? That's what I'm reading here, that he got punched by Francis Ngannou.
Look, Money Kicks wants Money to do his thing, so Money Kicks is going to do his thing. Who are you to tell Money Kicks what to do? You are not the richest kid in Dubai. You don't know anything about Money Kicks.
Yeah, listen, man, I could be the rich. That's not, you know what? Something is wrong here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, yeah, he is hitting Ngannou. Shit.
What?
He was pounding away Ngannou, and Ngannou just stood there like, okay, man, like a mosquito bit him. I don't know if he got punched
by Ngannou.
Oh, I
think Ngannou,
I've seen that. Did you? Jesus.
All right. So Mayweather's doing dumb stuff. Triller Triad. You guys want to talk about Elmo versus Rocco?
What the hell's going on in this world, man?
What is that?
You haven't seen that?
No, man.
I don't think I can play it on the show, but it's pretty good. Look it up.
Why not?
Because it's like property of Sesame Street. Elmo, you know Elmo.
Yeah.
He's got this beef with a pet rock called Rocco. Elmo does not like this rock. I'm telling you. If you go search on Twitter, Elmo Rocco, you'll find all sorts of videos where Elmo cannot stand this pet rock.
I gotta check it out now. You got me going, man.
Don't
is
check it out
real,
now.
What?
Pay attention to what
I'm gonna see
here.
It, man.
I'm talking about
Dude,
Nate.
Dude, I
Diaz.
Am, but I gotta.
Everybody's leaving
I
right now to
about
find
Elmo.
Out. Elmo versus Rocco. I don't think I can play Elmo versus Rocco. Can I?
Why not, man? It's on YouTube. You're allowed to.
No, it's not. It's on Twitter and stuff. I can't play it. I wish I could.
Rocco makes Elmo go berserk.
I'm
what
telling
the
you,
hell,
Elmo
man?
Hates
what happened
Rocco.
To the old... This is
and I
want to
see that
God.
Fight in the UFC in 2022. We're going to talk dream fights here, and that's my number one dream fight. Elmo versus Rocco inside the octagon. That's the big fight, guys. I'm telling
man,
you.
What's the world coming to? What happened to the good old-fashioned Sesame Street? I was watching Sesame Street with my little guy, and I remember when I was watching it, completely different. Now,
no, it's
like completely weird.
All right.
No, not even close. Not even
careful, AJ. Careful, AJ.
Not even close. No, I am. Be careful, man. I'm trying to.
Let's get back to serious
I'm
business.
I'm holding my breath.
I'm telling you, Elmo versus Rocco, this. That's the big fight. Alexander Volkanovski is going to fight Max Holloway again for the UFC featherweight title. Aljamain Sterling versus Peter Yan again, the rematch there. UFC 273 official for March 5th in Las Vegas.
That should be a good card, man.
Yeah.
But I feel like Holloway, that's just a bad matchup for him. Like Holloway right now.
Why?
Probably the second best featherweight because he lost twice to Volk, man. Yeah.
Dude, it was questionable the last
Volkanovski,
one. Let's be honest.
I don't know, man. I feel like Volkanovski won it. But look, I'm down, man. That's the most compelling matchup right now in both divisions. Those are the fights you want to see, and especially the Sterling Yan one, man. That one was like left you on a bad taste. You know, it wasn't fun the way it finished. So I'm happy to see Peter Yan and Sterling and Holloway, man. I'm pulling for him. I hope Holloway does it, but fucking Volkanovski, man, he's a beast, man.
Mm-hmm. I am, I understand Sterling and Yan. We have to do this again because of the way that it finished last time with Sterling getting kneed in the balls, or was it kneed? It wasn't the balls, right? It was a knee to the head, right? An illegal knee to the head.
Yeah, it was an illegal shot, man.
Yeah,
it was a dumb move by
Peter. It was a mistake.
Yeah,
man.
That's
it. It was,
and Sterling sold it, and he won by disqualification, and that's how the title fight ended. Since then, Yan has won an interim title, and now we have to unify the belt. So, yeah, that makes sense. Volkanovski and Holloway, it's a tough sell as a main event for a pay-per-view when we've seen it twice before. It went Volkanovski's way both times. Both times close decisions. But if Holloway wins this one in another close decision, how many times did these guys fight? Like, if Holloway wins now, oh, okay, well, maybe. And I think Holloway could win because the two fights before, they were so close that they could have gone either way. It was really one round. So one guy wins, you know, it was really 2-2, and then whoever won that toss-up round won the fight, and that was the story for both fights, very close fights. And, you know, it was really, really down to the wire on both ends. So, yeah, I could see Holloway winning this fight, but if he does, damn. Like, do we do it again? And if he doesn't, right, and Holloway loses and Volkanovski wins and Holloway keeps winning, like, do they do it a fourth time, a fifth time? Like, how many shots at Volkanovski do you give Holloway where he loses by a close decision before you say, okay, well, maybe not?
I mean, who else is there? Listen, like, who else could have got the shot?
Henry Cejudo, rumor has it that Henry Cejudo wants to come out of retirement to fight Volkanovski. So if that's the case, and the rumors are pretty strong,
he's
if that's
retired,
the case,
though.
That's, I know, but he says he's going to come out of retirement. Rumors are really strong on this one, and I'm telling you, in 2022, we're probably going to see Cejudo again. But I'd like to see Holloway fight again because I believe, and there was a lot of opinion on this, a lot of people agreed with me, that Holloway won the last fight. But, you know, I'd rather see Holloway fight. But you know what? If that doesn't happen and Cejudo comes out, you know what? This is my prediction for 2022. It's going to be insane, man. 2022 is going to be a year of UFC craziness, man, at all levels. Starting right off the year this month till the end, we're going to see a lot of crazy shit, man. I can just see it. And it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, Cejudo might come out of retirement.
I'm looking at the standings, and who else? I mean, Brian Ortega just lost, no? And Yair Rodriguez, he had a good fight recently, I think. He won, I forget against who, but maybe you give him the title shot. But no, Max Holloway makes sense. And look, if Holloway pulls it off, yeah, you do it a fourth time, of course. That's probably the best matchup right now at featherweight. I think the best thing that could happen for that division is Holloway winning one.
Yair's last fight was a loss to Max Holloway, Fred. Just
okay. So you see, fuck Yair, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. Holloway is kind of the only
Ortega
guy right now.
And who did Ortega lose to?
I'm not
Ortega
saying
Ortega lost to Volkanovski.
Yeah,
no?
yeah, for sure. And Holloway,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Holloway is the number one guy.
Fight of the year.
And they're at this point in the division where Holloway's beat enough guys after losing the fight that he's undeniable. You have to give the fight to Holloway, but I don't know, like, as a fight fan, I'm not that excited about it because I feel like they're so evenly matched. It's kind of a coin toss. I don't know, like, I feel like the issue's been solved between the two.
Not really, man. Not at all. How can it be, like, solved when a lot of people agreed that – yeah, but a lot of people agreed that Holloway won his last fight. So I'd want to see it again. I like to see them, like, throw down again. Yeah. And if Holloway wins – I like to see, like, a throw-up for the fourth fight. For me, it's not a question of, like, how many times they fight. You know, it's a question of, like, if they're good fights, and they're usually so close that it could go either or. Why not let them fight a fourth time if that happens, if Holloway wins next? That's the beautiful part of, like, of combat sports. You never know what can happen, but I still want to see that exciting fight. Until someone comes out, like a Henry Cejudo, and really challenges and ups that division, but you know what? I like to see it. I have no problems with that. Just like I like to see Conor fight Diaz again. And that would be like one of my dream fights for 2022. But
right.
There's a but on that. If Charles Oliveira agrees to fight Conor, I'd rather see that before Diaz. And you know what?
Conor
wants
in a show.
Listen.
Does it take for you to turn the conversation to Conor McGregor getting a title shot?
Where's
like,
my buddy
it
Conor?
Doesn't take long. Like, you always get to it. I want to stick with Volkanovski and Holloway for a second. Volkanovski right now, minus 180, the favorite. Holloway plus 155, the underdog, for a fight that's supposed to take place March the 5th. Are you guys with those odds? I would bet on Volkanovski right now on that fight. I think Volkanovski wins. Wow. I see Volkanovski as a favorite in that. Makes sense.
I think he won both fights. Like, they were close. They were good fights. But I think Volkanovski won both fights. And I see him winning again. But if Holloway could pull it off, man, that'd be great. Division, man. This division doesn't have anybody else right now. I'm looking at the standings, and I don't see any. Like, at least these are two big names. Like, there's a little bit of lack of stardom at that division.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. The next UFC fight will be main evented by a couple of featherweights. So I think the winner of that fight may be next in line for a title shot, especially if it's Giga Chikadze. because this guy's been running through everybody. He's been very impressive. He's won 3 in a row now by TKO. He's won all his fights in the UFC, and I'm counting them up. He's won 7 in the UFC. He's on a 9-fight win streak. He lost once on Dana White's Contender Series in 2018 and has not lost since. And he looks more and more impressive every time he gets out there. 33 years old. He takes on Calvin Kattar in the main event next Saturday, guys. That's when the UFC is finally back, January the 15th. Calvin Kattar, Giga Chikadze. If Giga gets a win over Kattar, he would jump up in the UFC's rankings. He's right now ranked 8th in the UFC behind Arnold Allen, Josh Emmett, Calvin Kattar, Korean Zombie, Yair Rodriguez, Brian Ortega, and Max Holloway. But with a win there over this 5th-ranked Kattar, I think Giga jumps up, and Giga might find his way taking on the winner of Holloway and Volkanovski. I think Giga beats Kattar, and I think Giga's going to be a real interesting challenge for the top levels of the division. He brings a different style, more wrestling-based, more power, and I like this guy. I think he's a real prospect. So we're looking at Volkanovski Holloway now, but who knows? By the end of the year, it might be Giga time. It might be Giga time. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that, Dave. I mean, other than if the rumors are true and Cejudo goes up in weight and decides to come and fight, I mean, I can see that happening. But, yeah, he is a name to watch. We've seen him fight many times, and we're like, holy shit, this guy is that good, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It could happen. I agree with you on that one.
Giga right now is a favorite going into his fight with Calvin Kattar here next Saturday on the 15th. Giga minus 215, Kattar plus 170. So
he's 14-2, man.
Yeah, he's really impressive. He's up there. He's really impressive. Yep. He might be one of the next guys here at featherweight. I want to talk about who's going to be the champions in each division this time next year. By the end of 2022, who's going to be the champion? I want to get your picks, and we'll record this. I mean, this is on YouTube. We'll get your picks, and then we'll see who's right and who's wrong at the end of the year, and we'll make fun of AJ for being so off. But if you would have told me...
I'm kidding, AJ. I'm messing with you.
Whoa, no, wait.
I was going to start the show with, like, AJ has a fact from the beginning that is right. And you saw like one of the headlines that came out, right, in the UFC? Here, let me just let you know what it is. Basically, it's Coach Lopez from MMA Factory in Paris, which is the coach of Ngannou at one point and of Cyril Gane. So you saw the article that came out. He says, listen, I don't want to do it. My publicist is telling me not to do it. But if Ngannou keeps like talking trash and saying lies, I will release that video of Cyril Gane giving a knee to the liver of Ngannou and dropping him. If that's the case, I'll release it. And AJ said that from way, way back. I told you from the beginning, I said rumors had it that Cyril Gane knocked out Francis Ngannou in their training camp. And now it's proven. So there you go, man. I wanted to start off the show with that. Like, AJ is right, man. So I'm telling you, my predictions for this year, 2022, are coming out, man.
How you act like you had some source that told you something in privacy when in reality you're not right. It was just a guest that I booked on our show who happened to be the promoter. Hold on, let me finish the story so I can tell you how ridiculous your claims are. The promoter where Francis was Cyril was fighting in TKO in Montreal. And Stéphane Patry, who is a promoter of the promotion of TKO, he came on our show, and he said that Cyril Gane takes care of Francis Ngannou in training, and he beats him up, and he knocks him out, and all this stuff. And he said this on our show to promote Cyril Gane, but, you know, it was also believable because they trained together at the time, and Francis Ngannou was becoming a big name in the UFC, and Cyril Gane was becoming, you know, the heavyweight champion in TKO, and it was good to talk about this and promote Cyril in this way, and that's what he told us on the show. Stefan said on our show that Cyril Gane beat up and knocked out Francis Ngannou in sparring. This isn't some source that AJ has. I mean, Fred doesn't come on the show. Fred doesn't come on the show and says, "Hey, Fred told you." You know.
Listen, man. Zero again. Fred told you. I can't. Listen, man. You guys didn't believe me at the time. I said he would be the future champion, but I said this guy has something, man. And listen, I can't say if it was. If
everybody said that.
If you're factual,
everybody.
Listen, I think my source was someone else, but that's a different story.
It wasn't. We're
like. Either or, AJ said it, man. And AJ can back it
so
up now
Dave
because Lopez actually said it. No. Fred and Dave said diddly squat, man. AJ's the one who let that out. And you told me. I remember you were like, AJ, don't say any shit, man. We're going to get sued if it's not factual.
What? This makes me want to see Ngannou win, just so I can say, like, what were you saying, AJ? Like, right now, I think I'm pulling
that
for
Freddy.
Ngannou. I just want AJ to be wrong.
What?
He won't.
Freddie, that's not cool, bud.
And see, AJ can tell you all these things and hearsay and then brag about the hearsay, but Dave will actually give you fight picks and tell you who's going to win and then make you money.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
AJ doesn't
true.
Really
I gotta
do
give
that.
A...
Yeah.
No. I give you, like, long parlays that come out. Dave
yeah,
gives
yeah,
one-on-one.
Sure they do. Cyril Gann -112 right now at bet99.com. Francis Ngannou -110. Go with Gann once again. Can't say it enough. I'm going to keep saying it until
Can I say
this
something,
fight happens.
Though?
UFC 270, bet on Cyril. Cyril will win.
Let me just take Francis Ngannou's defense for a second and say, like, when AJ talks about that clip, we're talking about, like, several years ago still. You know, yeah. Time flies, man. We're old. And remember that Ngannou. That's the Ngannou that lost to Derek Lewis. You know, that wasn't like the Ngannou that defeated Stipe. So if anything, man, Francis, he's evolved also as a fighter since then. I do believe Cyril is the better athlete, better fighter, and et cetera. But, hey, I'm not going to just say, like, Francis has no chance. Like, I'm going to pick Cyril. Cyril probably by TKO or something like that. Maybe a decision frustrates Ngannou. But Ngannou has gotten better since they were training partners, man. Ngannou has evolved a lot also.
I think Cyril has improved
right.
too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Look, there's no doubt about it. Like, he improved against Stipe. We can say that. The difference with this is that if they were, like, unknown to each other, it would be a little bit harder. The fact is that they know each other. And there's one thing that we can agree on is that in the heavyweight division, there's no one that's been as athletic or as skilled or as fast or as really has that IQ in the fight game at that division than Cyril Gane. And we're not just talking about now. We're talking, like, I can't even think of the last heavyweight fighter
Cain Velasquez.
That came close to Cyril Gane.
Cain Velasquez, Pete not, Cain.
But still,
Pete Cain beats everybody. Pete Cain beats everybody. Cain Velasquez beats everybody. Like, the top level Cain, the Cain Velasquez that beat Junior Dos Santos, I believe he beats everybody at heavyweight ever. He beats Fedor,
he beats
Verdum, he beats everybody.
He doesn't
listen, right now,
beat Cyril or Ngannou.
I think he does.
No. I don't
those
think
two guys are bigger,
so
stronger. Cain's like
so is Brock Lesnar. So is Brock Lesnar. Cain put
Brock
Lesnar
to skilled.
Sleep.
Fucking Ngannou and Gane would kill Brock Lesnar. I don't want to.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. The wrestling is not, Cyril's wrestling is untested, really.
What are you talking about? His submission skills have been definitely there. You can't say that, but you know what? Like,
Cyril has been getting favorable matchups on the way up. Like, I think getting stand-up fights is good for Cyril because I think he may be the best stand-up fighter in the UFC's heavyweight division. But if he had a wrestler who would push the pace on him and go for relentless takedowns and had a chin, I think he might have some problems.
Listen, man, he's got some slick submission wins on his belt, Dave. Let's be honest. But I don't know, man. If you're looking at an overall, like, it's hard. It's hard to say, man. You know, I don't see anybody
you can't
in the heavyweight
eras.
Division close to him.
It's hard. It's hard to say. What we can say is Cyril will be fighting Francis on January the 22nd. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll do a watch-along for that, and we're all picking Cyril Gane to win. So that's something where we can see it, we can talk about it, and we'll have a result, and we'll know whether we're right or wrong. We'll never know
Listen,
about
Dave.
Pete Cain Velasquez or peak Brock Lesnar versus Cyril Gane. I mean, that's just all fantasy stuff, but we will see peak Cyril versus peak Francis, and then we'll know.
Dave. Listen, it's also the mind space of Ngannou, because there's a lot of talk with Ngannou in the last weeks about, like, you know, is he going to continue? Is he going to be a free agent after this? I mean, there's even talks as of this week with Tyson Fury that's saying, listen, man, he's agreed to fight Ngannou, and, you know, they'll fight in MMA gloves. I mean, this is how crazy it is. But Ngannou wants to get into boxing. That's what has been his goal, like, since he got into, like, the fighting game. He wanted to be a heavyweight champion. He has this dream of being the next Muhammad Ali, in a sense, the next Mike Tyson. I mean, that's the thing with him. So is his mind really that set against Cyril Gane, or is he looking for a route to take so he could get to his boxing dream? I mean, that's what bothers me the most out of all this. I mean, like, right now, Tyson Fury is ready to fight him. And if there's going to be money made, he's going to be making more money with Tyson Fury than he'll be fighting Cyril Gane, no doubt about it. And it could happen, man. If Ngannou gets knocked out, or obviously, in my opinion, he will be. I mean, Tyson Fury fight could really happen. It could really happen. And then he can move over to any other division unless the UFC brings him back. I don't know. But we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks, man.
Francis,
it's going to be insane.
Francis' UFC contract is running up with his next fight. It'll be over, and then he'll be able to test the waters, either as UFC heavyweight champion or as a guy who just lost, and maybe the UFC wants to let go. So it's possible that we see Francis move over to boxing. It's possible that Francis doesn't stick around in the UFC after that Cyril Gane fight. I think it's also possible that we lost Fred.
Freddie, are you gone again?
I think he's frozen.
Freddie Freeze, man. Again, man. Freddie Freeze, man. Instead
we
of Fantastic
Fred.
Freddie, we're going to call him Freddie Freeze. So maybe Freddie, we agreed 100% with AJ on that one. I can almost see it. I can
probably
see the
not.
Smile on his face before he went. But think about
Hold
it,
Hold on.
Dave.
He's back.
You know,
there he is.
Freddie, you're back.
Hear me?
Fred's back.
Freddie Freeze,
hear
man.
Me?
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Can you?
Yep.
There you go. yeah, I think it's possible that, you know, if Francis loses or even if he wins, because it's the last fight on his UFC contract, he is talking about boxing Tyson Fury. I think that's a possibility as a super fight in 2022. You know, if you would have told me in January 2021 that Jake Paul would knock Tyron Woodley unconscious and actually beat him twice in two separate boxing matches within the year, I would say, yeah, I don't know, probably not. I doubt that strongly, but it happened. A lot of weird things happened in 2021, and I think some weird things might happen in 2022, like Francis Ngannou getting knocked out by Cyril Gane and then knocking out Tyson Fury. All these things are possible in 2022. I want to hear some of your predictions, guys. I know I'm not putting you on the spot because I gave you fair warning about this. I told you I was going to ask you for some weird predictions for 2022. This is our first show of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year!
And I just want to know what you guys expect from the year. What are you guys hoping for? What do you guys want to see? I know AJ's always got some wacky ideas. What are some wild fights that you need to see? I think we're going to see.
Wacky.
I think we're going to see John Jones fight in 2022.
I think John Jones fights the winner of
Cyril versus Francis. I think gets John Jones. And if not, John Jones will fight somebody at some point in the UFC's octagon this year. So I think that's one that's pretty much in the bag. I don't even think that's that crazy. I think that's just going to happen. Sorry, AJ, I stole that
you
from
you. You stole it, man. I was waiting to, like, throw that in because I said if anything's going to be wacky, we're going to see John Jones finally coming into the fight scene in 2022. And he's going to end up fighting, like, Cyril Gane. Because a Cyril Gane Jones match would be fucking exciting. I'll be honest, man. For the heavyweight division,
would be good.
That would be so exciting, man. Like, I don't want to see John. You know, I always diss on John Jones. I'm like, he needs to come up and fight somebody credible before he gets that title shot, you know? Let him fight Stipe. Let him fight Ngannou. Let him fight whoever, the Black Beast. I don't care. But honestly, if Cyril Gane is the champion, I can see a really interesting match because these guys are really, I wouldn't say equal in some sense, but in skills-wise, speed-wise, the thing that we haven't seen is how fast is John Jones at heavyweight. We know how fast he is at light heavyweight. but we haven't seen diddly squat with him in heavyweight.
Yeah,
that would be the most interesting thing, that if he could come in and be able to take the crown off of Cyril Gane, which I think is going to win, then, man, holy shit, we've got a different John Jones. And he's got to start fighting, man. We're in 2022. The last time he's fought was when, Dave? 2019?
Almost 2 years ago. So,
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so it's been a while, man. And in between those 2 years, the guy's always been in the headlines doing some crazy, stupid-ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if John Jones, we saw him, like, with his pictures, you know, TRT Jones, man, you know, Picogram Jones, looking like a beast and everything, but he's done shit. He hasn't fought even, like,
February 2020.
In the top 10 in heavyweight.
February 2020 is when he beat Dominic Reyes in his last fight.
Wow.
Almost
so
2 years.
That's what I'm telling you. 2 years, man, and you fought nobody in heavyweight. So here you are coming up to heavyweight. So there's two things that come out of this. Either John Jones says, fuck the heavyweight, and goes back to light heavyweight and challenges whoever.
No, he's
whoever
too big now.
That's
too late. He's too big. But it's heavyweight or bust,
man,
at this point.
So he better do it, man. He mm-hmm. better come in.
He's going to.
And if there's any,
and honestly, I predict he's going to have a hard time. Like, honestly, I love John Jones. I think he's the greatest fighter, like the fighter. I love John Jones, the fighter. He's probably the greatest fighter of all time. Maybe not the greatest human being, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. But I think, like, 2 years off and the last couple of fights he had, he wasn't like the dominant John Jones that we once saw. I'm not sure, like, the time off helps him, and I think Cyril Gane is just like the evolution of the sport. He's bigger. He's just as good of an athlete as John Jones, if not better. He's just as smart, I think, as John Jones as a fighter. So, like, I would expect Cyril Gane to win that fight. Like, I hope it happens. I hope you're right that's the fight we're going to see. But right now, I'm on Team Cyril for that fight. I'm picking Cyril Gane. I would like to see the odds for it, because if Cyril is close to a pick-em, man, I'm picking Cyril on that.
Yeah, I don't know what the odds are going to be for that. That'll be a really interesting fight, and I could see picking Cyril Gane. But John Jones is John Jones, and he's got a lot of tools in his belt, and he's got that wrestling that could pose problems for Cyril and a big John Jones. I don't know. I don't know what John Jones is going to be like, but that's a fight that I need to see. I need to see the heavyweight John Jones in 2022. I'd also like to see, and this is a fight I think we will see this year, Kamaru Usman versus Khamzat Chimaev. This is going to happen in 2022. And I believe that Khamzat may be the world champion by the end of this year. I think we're going to see a lot of Dagestani champions crowned by the end of this year. I think...
Or Russian champions
right
as
now.
A whole, man.
Yeah, I think we'll see two.
Isn't he from Sweden, though?
Yeah, but by way of Dagestan.
Exactly. He's still considered Russian. And you know what? I think by the end of the year, in my crazy prediction, there's going to be three Russian fighters that are going to be on top of the throne. And I agree with you. Islam
you
is one
right.
of them.
You might be right.
Khamzat is the other. And then you know what I'm going to say is the third, man.
Magomed.
The third is your guy, man. Magomed, man. Yep. And this guy is coming, and he's coming hard. This guy is in...
Magomed is the weakest of the three.
Sure.
He just has a tough division, man. I got Jiří being the champion because he's going to beat Glover. And Jiří's going to be the top of that division.
Fred believes the light heavyweight champion. Let me write this down here. I want to get these predictions down here for the end of the year. So let's start with the heavyweight division, okay? Who do you guys think will be the 265-pound champion by the end of the year? Who is the heavyweight champion of the world?
Cyril Gane.
On December 31st, 2022. Cyril Gane? Fred has Cyril.
Unified the title in January and probably defends it twice. Once against John Jones and once against somebody else.
I think John Jones might win that fight. I could see John Jones being the heavyweight champion of the year. But you know what? I'm going to go with Cyril Gane as well. I think that Cyril will probably beat John Jones. I think he will hold on to the belt. I think he'll beat Francis. He'll beat John Jones. And we'll probably be talking about him as fighter of the year at the end of 2022. AJ, do you have Cyril Gane as your world champion at the end of this year? At heavyweight?
Oh, yeah, man. And in fact, like,
wow.
If he doesn't become, like, fighter of the year, he's going to be the second best fighter of the year. I think Islam is going to be consider the fighter of the year out of it all. By 2022, he's fighter of the year. And I think Ciryl Gane, if Ciryl Gane beats Ngannou, and then they have another fight where John Jones steps up and they fight and Ciryl Gane beats John Jones, then he'll be considered the best fighter of the year, no doubt about it. But yeah, Ciryl's my pick, man. For the heavyweight division, he's coming out with it as champion, like we predicted like 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago now.
Yep.
So that's it, man. Above everybody else, I'm not backtracking, man. I've got a picture with Ciryl Gane. I'm holding the belt. I'm going Ciryl all the way, man.
All right. And you already told us who you think is going to be your light heavyweight champion at the end of the year, right? You got Magomed Ankalaev. Yep. And I can't go against that. I think Magomed is one of the best fighters in the world. And I got Magomed as well as a champion at the end of the year. And Freddie going with another guy who I think is very tough and who will probably be the next champion, Jiří Procházka. Jiří is going to be fighting Glover Teixeira next for that 205 title. And I think Magomed and Jiří is the big fight at light heavyweight. And the winner of that, you know, is the number one guy. And I could see it being Jiří. I could see it being Magomed. But either
Rakic also in the
Rakic is up there too, yeah.
Man.
It's a good division right now. 205 is tight. What about 185? Does Israel Adesanya drop the belt this year? I don't think he does.
Nope. I don't think so. I don't think so, man. I mean, Whitaker is a close, like, possibility. If you're going to say anybody can
unless
hold that belt,
Kamaru
is Whitaker.
Usman. Unless Kamaru Usman has the balls to get up, man. Come on, Usman.
I don't think he will.
Go up
friends.
And wait.
It's not going to happen.
He could do it, man.
Fuck friendship.
He could do it. I would love to see that, man.
Well,
that
Usman
would be like
is
a Jannetty dream match
and,
for the year,
and
man.
Israel is Shawn Michaels. That's what I'll say.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well, I think we all believe Israel Adesanya will be the middleweight champion by the end of the year, though, right? I don't think Robert Whittaker is going to beat him. They're fighting here next month. I don't think anybody beats Israel this year. How about Kamaru Usman? Does Usman survive another year? Here's our fighter of the year this year. Incredible fighter, incredible year. What a run. Beating Gilbert Burns, Jorge Masvidal, and Colby Covington all this year. He is one of the greatest welterweights of all time. Does he survive another year? We got challengers like Vicente Luque, Khamzat Chimaev, all sorts of guys coming up at 170 pounds right now, making a play for Kamaru Usman.
Look, man, you got some people saying that Leon Edwards is going to end up beating like Usman and that kind of stuff. Come on, let's be honest, man. That's not happening. If there's anybody in that division, man, Khamzat is the guy, man. Like I said, you know, if the future champions of Russia is 2022, he's one of them, man.
So you think Khamzat becomes champion this year? He gets up there this year? They give him the title fight? I think they probably give him the title fight. I've heard Khamzat was going to fight. Who is he fighting next? Didn't they have a fight for Khamzat?
Well, they were talking about like Colby at some point, but I don't think that's getting made. I think Magny also was a discussion at some point. Not that interested.
Yeah.
Like I like this. Usman, man, his next fight is going to be against Leon Edwards. I expect him to win. And if after that it's Khamzat, man, and Usman wins again against Khamzat, man, you got to put Usman in the discussion of the greatest welterweight soon. Like, I expect that Usman is going to still be the champion by the end of the year, and he's going to be in the discussion of greatest welterweight. Like, the guy just keeps on winning, and he's dominant. He's not losing many rounds, a couple against Colby, but other than that, man, he's been very dominant.
I believe Khamzat Chimaev will be the champion at the end of the year. I think he's going to take it from Kamaru. I think Kamaru has been on top for so long that at a certain point, the wheels fall off. You can't maintain that pace for this long.
Well, look at Khamzat as a fighter, man. This guy is, he can fight like every Friday night, man. This guy is ready to fight at any moment. He's in top shape. COVID didn't kill him. He came back stronger than ever. The guy is one dangerous fighter. And if there's anybody that can challenge Usman out of anybody, I don't understand how some of these guys are predicting Leon Edwards to be the champion of 2022.
I don't see
not to take away from Leon Edwards.
Yeah, that's just you saying that.
No, I did. About. No. I saw it. I have. There's a few, but I won't mention any names. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. The guy wasn't even that impressive in his last wins. But let's be honest, man. If there's anybody that's dangerous, that's coming up, that really could put a lot of smoke, smoke on that fire, it's Khamzat, man. And Khamzat is coming, and I believe he's going to be the. There's going to be three champions of 2022, and I think it's the year of the Russians, man.
Yes.
There's going to be three future champions from Russia this year, man.
I don't even have to ask you, AJ, I believe.
You said, I think there's going to be one.
AJ,
I think there's going to be one.
No, I said three.
AJ,
I said three, man.
Yes. So AJ has Islam Makhachev as the 155-pound champion by the end of the year, right? That's
and
the
so
other
do
one.
I. That's
and
the only one
longer.
I have in the three.
Wow. I do too.
Yeah, I love Charles Oliveira, man. He's a great story. I think he's going to beat Justin Gaethje, and I think we're going to see him against Islam. Islam just scares me, man. Islam is the guy that seems like technically sound, focused. He's the guy that I think will give a bad fight to Charles Oliveira and dethrone him. So I'm going to go with Islam being the champion by the end of the year.
I agree, unless Charles Oliveira waits around for a good chunk of the year for Conor McGregor and they do that fight, and they screw Islam out of his title shot. I think Islam Makhachev, most likely the 155-pound champion in the UFC by the end of the year. How about at 145? Does Volkanovski hold on to it all year? I think he beats Holloway. I think he does. I think Volkanovski's still champion at the end of the year. AJ?
No, man, I'm going the other way just because of what happened in the last fight. I thought Holloway won that fight, and I think he's going to win this one. There's one thing with Holloway, man. He's unstoppable, and I agree with Freddie. Volkanovski is a beast. Every time you see this guy fight, he's so underrated that you're like, oh, he's the champion, but he is impressive. He is amazing. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think he won the last fight against Holloway, and I think Holloway's going to take it.
How about 135? I think Piotr Jan probably winds up as champion by the end of the year. I think he beats Aljamain Sterling, and then he'll beat whoever else is in his way. I don't think there's anybody else at 135 that can really mess with Piotr Jan other than possibly if Henry Cejudo comes back, but I don't know if he wants that fight. So I think Piotr Jan is the bantamweight champion by the end of the year.
I would like
see Cejudo
come back, no matter the division. I'd like to see him come back, man. The guy retired as a two-division champ. He was, like, on a very good streak when he retired. Cejudo would be a name. Like, I know he's not, like, a pay-per-view seller or anything like that. But as far as, like, for people that know MMA, man, that's a matchup. If Sterling or Jan were to beat Cejudo, man, that's a big chip, man. That's a real win. So I hope Cejudo comes back, but I'm going to say Piotr Jan is going to be the champion by the end of the year.
There you go. Piotr Jan, I think he will be champion at the end of the year in the 135-pound division. AJ, you agree with that? I want to move on to the next division.
I totally agree with that, but let's not forget, if Piotr Jan wasn't there, we've got Dominic Cruz that is actually cruising in, man, for a title shot. If anybody could take it would be something like Dominic Cruz. Let's be honest, man. But the thing with Piotr Jan is that he's not looked upon as a champion. But, man, he destroyed Sterling in the last fight. He messed up.
Yeah.
And he's going to be back the champion. There's no doubt about it. Piotr Jan is it.
How about 125 pounds? Brandon Moreno is going to take on Davison Figueiredo in a rematch. That's the next flyweight championship. But I think...
You saw Brandon Moreno got a cool Lego UFC belt.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds nice. I didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think either of those I don't think either guy is the flyweight champion by the end of the year. I think, AJ, you may have forgotten about Russian fighter. Askar Askarov will be your UFC flyweight champion by the end of the year. This guy is a beast. 14-0. He had a split draw with Brandon Moreno in Mexico in 2019. Fought Moreno in Mexico, went to a draw. The rematch is looming. The rematch will happen. I believe Moreno beats Figueiredo and then will have to take on Askar Askarov. And then, watch out. Askarov is taking on the very tough Kai Kara France on March 26th of this year. I think he beats Kara France and moves on to get a title shot and becomes the world champion by the end of the year. We don't have a lot of new champions here. I guess we do have a few, but this is one that's coming a little bit under the radar. Not many people are talking about Askar Askarov right now, but I believe that by the end of the year, people will be talking about this guy.
Man, you're so right, Dave. And you know what? I was going to say, like, in the beginning, Moreno, and Moreno was a beast. He fought like a champion. He's indestructible. But, man, when you're talking about Askar, when you see this guy fight, man, holy shit, I forgot. Yeah, he's there. So I'm changing my whole thing. I'm going with you, Dave. I really think Askar is going to pull it off. He's going to be the fourth Russian champion, man. I thought there was only going to be three, man. It's going to be four.
Take over.
Askar is it. He's so underrated, man. It's a Russian year, man. I'm telling you.
They started beating everybody this year, and I think they become champions.
I mean, you said that probably not like Magomed, things like that. And look, man, he's not there, man. How many Russian champions right now? Peter Yan, is he Russian?
I think so.
Well, technically,
what is Peter Yan?
Yes.
I forget.
Yeah, I think he's Russian.
Special. He's Russian. There's already one champion.
Yeah, there you go. There's going to be more.
There's no new Russian champions.
None?
No,
you don't
no,
think Askar? So who do you have?
Islam.
Only Islam. What about Askar? Brandon Moreno.
Brandon's
really
going to stay the champion, man. I like both his fights against Davison. I think he's going to beat him again. And he's a great story, man. I hope Brandon Moreno keeps on winning, man.
How about the women's featherweight championship? Not the bantamweight championship, the featherweight championship that's currently held by Amanda Nunes. I don't think Amanda will defend the title in 2022, so she will remain champion. She's going to fight Juliana again for the bantamweight title. She will lose to Juliana, and then she will take more time off to recover and figure out what the next step is. Maybe retirement.
She'll beat Juliana.
Man, I'm going to tell you something, then.
Will she still be featherweight champion, though?
Yeah, the division is dead, so yeah.
All right.
Listen, look, this is a crazy one because, you know, I'm always going with Amanda, but if you look at, like, stats history, every time a champion's come back to fight for a belt, there's only two times people have actually won it.
Yep.
You're looking at Stipe in 2019, and then you're looking at Randy Couture in 2004. Out of that, 12 other fighters lost that belt. They couldn't win that rematch.
Thank you.
What I'm thinking is that I think the best thing that could happen is Amanda steps back for the rematch fight and get somebody like who's able to pull it off. You get somebody like Valentina to come in and fight Penna. Now that would be something exciting. She can move up two belt champion.
That's not happening. That's not.
And then, you never know, man. It's
no, we
possible,
know.
Dave.
Juliana is fighting Amanda Nunes next in a rematch. That fight is happening. That's the next fight for both of them.
Listen,
at 135.
Man, listen.
No, listen.
If Amanda,
no, listen.
Amanda might pull out of that. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Listen.
And if it is, Valentina's coming in.
So who is
she
your
do it,
women's
man.
Bantamweight champion at the end of 2022? Man, you guys
Amanda.
Both still have COVID. I think Juliana Pena is the champion at the end of the year. Juliana Pena will still be the UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion because she's going to smash Amanda Nunes. And I can't believe that the odds still have Juliana as a underdog because I'm going to make more money betting on Juliana Pena. Thank you, Venezuelan Vixen. Fred, you're going with Amanda Nunes as the new Bantamweight Champion at the end of the year. And AJ, you're going with Dave because you learned your lesson?
You know what? I want to go with Dave because I know Dave usually is right when it comes to these crazy picks. But because of what happened in that first round, we all know it was a 10-8 round. I repeated it like I don't know how many times. There's no way Amanda's going to lose the rematch. And again, odds has it that she's probably going to be, you know, one of 13. But the thing is that it's Amanda, man. And she just had a shitty second round. I think she was injured in some way or another. I don't know what the hell happened, but it's not going to happen again in the rematch. Now, just remember the first round. Rewatch it, and you'll realize that Amanda was
gassed
on her way to victory. She could have beat her in that first round.
She gassed.
I don't know if it was gassed. I think it was – no, man.
Gassed.
She wasn't gassed. I think there was
okay. –
there had to be an injury, man.
We'll see.
There had to be something.
So now you're turning on Dave again.
I'm coughing because of weed.
Yeah, all right.
I'm coughing because of weed,
cause
not COVID.
No,
I
me and Freddie are still COVID, man.
Do you guys still have COVID?
We're still COVID.
Technically?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't
we're
think
still,
so. My quarantine's over.
You want your quarantine?
Yeah, I'm on day 11, man.
Day 11 of what?
Well, it's 10 days. Once you test positive, you got to be quarantined for 10 days. And today's day 11. So
I thought it
like,
was 10
actually,
days
I saw
after
my...
no symptoms.
No, it's 10 days after your positive test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
I saw my son today, man. It's his birthday, man. My oldest, man. Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday.
23.
Hey, Tom,
fuck.
Happy birthday,
what?
Man. I can't believe that kid. He's a beast, man. You want to see a beast? There you go. Freddy. Freddy is like daddy would probably like have a hard time with big son at 23. He's a monster, that kid.
Yeah, Fred's.
Whose genes did he take after?
Pretty tough, though, too.
Jeez, no, Freddy's tough. But this
Fred's
kid
pretty
is
tough.
Huge, man.
I wouldn't mess with Fred. So you guys both going with Amanda Nunes to be the new Bantamweight champion, going against Juliana Pena again, even though Dave was telling you for months that Juliana was going to win, and she was the upset of the year. No, Dave knew exactly what he was talking about, because Dave watches The Ultimate Fighter and has been watching Juliana since The Ultimate Fighter, and he pays attention to the goddamn sport. And I have Valentina Shevchenko as the women's flyweight champion by the end of the year, because there's no 125-pound woman that could fuck with Valentina, let's be honest. If you guys are picking anybody but Valentina to still be champion by the end of the year, you better check yourselves.
No, I wanted
AJ,
to fight at 135.
I would love to see Mackenzie Dern, man. But let's be honest, man. Valentina, it's not gonna happen. Not with Valentina there, man. And like I said, man, if she could move up, it would be amazing.
Valentina fought at 135. She tried to fight Amanda. She couldn't even beat Amanda Nunes. How is she gonna beat Juliana Pena? Oh, sorry. Mackenzie Dern fights at 115. 125, I don't think there's anybody even on the horizon. I'm looking at the rankings. There's nobody at all even close to Valentina.
Well, you heard what the UFC...
Forget about it. It's over.
You heard
that division
what the UFC is doing, eh?
What?
Listen, before we jump into the next, you heard that the UFC is opening up another women's division, right? The atomweight.
They're doing 105 pounds? Really? For real?
They're doing 105 pounds. So the UFC is coming out with, because they're looking at the atomweight division, man, which is going to be launched sometime this year, which is going to be crazy, man. So we're going to get like more like pay-per-view at 105s, man. This is going to be exciting, man. So the atomweight is the
new
division for the UFC.
New championship.
New title.
It's another thing you could add. Yeah, that's good. I think that's a long time coming. There's been a lot of talent at 105 pounds for the women. I've even said, like, you know, there's not tons of talent at 145. There's way more talent at 105. It made more sense to have a 105-pound division for a long time. They've been needing this, so that's good. I think that'll be good for the UFC. But you have Valentina Shevchenko as the 125-pound champion at the end of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Who is – does Thug Rose hold on to the belt this year?
Oof. Sure,
she's going to be taking
100%.
On.
That's the toughest one.
She's going to be fighting Carla Esparza next. And Carla beat Rose at the end of The Ultimate Fighter. If you remember, there was a tournament on The Ultimate Fighter, and the winner became the first ever strawweight champion. And it was Rose and Carla in the finals, and Rose got handled by Carla Esparza pretty easily, and Carla became the first ever women's strawweight championship, but a lot of time has passed. Rose is a much better fighter, but I think Carla is a much better fighter as well. So I think that's a real interesting fight, and I would not be surprised to see Carla Esparza beat Rose Namajunas this year. I think it's totally in the realm of possibility. I think safer bet is with Rose, but I'm telling you, AJ, that fight is not as easy peasy as you might think it is. Shout out to Wally.
It's easy peasy.
That was
Wally
dropping a super chat. Wally out in Ireland.
Wally.
He says, Happy New Year, Dave, Freddie, and AJ. Hashtag AdamWeight. Yeah, Wally's happy about that. Wally's a real fan of MMA. He knows.
Wally,
I want to give a
man.
Shout out to Wally. Wally's watching us right now live in Ireland.
Hey, wait.
Shout out to Grimskull. Hang on, AJ. Grimskull, Silent by Deadly, and Angelo Contagonis as well watching us. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in live tonight to the Ringside Report Network. What, AJ?
Dave, I was going to throw out a shout out for Wally, man, because I listen to his podcast all the time, Money to Burn. I love that podcast. So when I'm not listening to Ringside, because I listen to all our shows, man, I redo all the shows, man. I hear all the jokes. I hear all the things that I could catch Dave and Freddie on. And sometimes I do. But Wally, man, Money to Burn podcast, the best podcast for business, man. I've learned so many things with this guy, from Coca-Cola to you name it, man. I've learned so much shit, man. It's crazy. But you've got to throw out a shout-out for us because Wally has a huge following, man.
Shout-out to Wally. Shout-out to his podcast, Money to Burn. Wally dropping another super chat.
Super chat.
Wally dropping another super chat saying happy birthday to Freddie's son, a gent. A true gentleman. That Tommy
hey, how about
Garcia.
COVID, Wally?
Love you, Wally.
Big Tommy G.
Wally, we got COVID.
Yeah, Wally, they have COVID. Those poor guys. Fred and AJ have COVID. Fred's okay, but AJ is, you know, suffering.
I'm
how about
sweaty.
The so I think Rose Namajunas probably winds up end of the year still champion, but honestly,
course,
I am not sure.
You see, out of all the female champions, Rose is the one that I would be scared the most that she loses the title. I feel like that division has a lot of competition also. So, but Rose, I think she's the best fighter. So I'll pick her, but I wouldn't be surprised somebody beats her. Like, that's the division where I think there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, but who's she going to fight?
Mackenzie Dern is in that division, AJ.
Yeah, but like that, look, I love, you know me and Mackenzie Dern, man. Me and her have her, like, a relationship. But the thing is this.
No, you don't.
Is that.
You don't?
Well.
Well, no, you don't.
Well. According to AJ, there was.
According but, to your
I mean, you've been, you know, you've been close to her father.
Yeah.
In the
sauna.
I saw the father in the pub. I saw the junk in the trunk, man.
You
Let
saw
me
her
tell
father's
you. You
can't
penis. Get any closer than that.
That's about it.
Well, listen, dude, you don't go into a sauna with clothes on. You don't go in there with clothes.
You might
I
wear
was
a towel,
buff,
but
man.
Not you.
No. You can have the towel, but you don't, like.
So you're sitting there you with Mackenzie Dern's up. Father in a sauna naked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously? Like.
Really?
It was, like, the, very interesting.
No
the
towel?
Guy is, like, I'm telling
no
you.
No towel.
Well, yeah, the towel. I was sitting on the towel, but my jewels were out, man.
Your dick
like,
is out?
I want
in
my
this,
jewels to.
In, seriously?
Yeah. I'm serious, man.
Why would you do that, man?
And he was
well,
naked,
because
too.
Because I wanted to sweat out. But, yeah, man, who goes in there? What are you, like?
I don't know.
On?
You could wear,
no
like, a bathing suit or something. I wouldn't
no,
go into
no,
a sauna with
man.
Another man naked. I would not do that.
Like,
I would wrap a towel guys, around my dick. I don't want to see another guy's dick. I don't want him seeing my
Listen,
dick. That's weird, man.
Dave, my ancestors were Romans, man. What do you
yeah,
think?
I know
we
what
were
they
used
did.
To being naked.
Fred, ruling on this? Are you going into a sauna naked with another dude? Especially a dude you don't even know? Like a stranger?
Dude, you think I was feeding him
hey,
food?
Let's go
you
hang out naked, man.
Buddy, but I wasn't giving this no. guy grapes or whatever. I was talking about, like jiu-jitsu and, like, you know, Mackenzie came up and that kind of stuff and whatever.
Yeah, but
you, know,
yeah, but you get
stuff.
So hard for jiu-jitsu, man, you might start talking jiu-jitsu and then you get, like, so, I mean, I
wow.
don't know. That's dangerous, man.
I can't believe you. I didn't know this part of the story where you're nude and he's nude. You're just nude in a
yeah.
sauna with a strange man. That is
I'm,
weird.
I'm surprised. I'm and shocked I, that you think I would go like.
I've heard of your, those saunas. Like, I didn't think you went there.
Yeah, I thought that was like a sauna that you know you could catch things from. More than COVID, my friend. Be careful. So what
I'm
you're saying
you,
is you were at a bathhouse with this guy. And you were naked.
Oh,
one thing
hotel,
led to
man.
Another. You went to his hotel room, and then things happened. Crazy.
Man, you could get AJ in a lot of trouble there, bud. But I'm going to tell you something.
I don't understand.
Listen,
I don't know.
I can't understand how you
Fred,
guys
have you ever
sauna.
Been in a room, like in a sauna with another man in the nude,
last
just like
I've
hanging
been...
out?
I'm not a sauna
Listen,
guy.
Man,
last
I was...
time
Me
I've
neither.
Been in a sauna, I think I was like a teenager, and we decided to try to smoke weed in a sauna. And
Ooh.
Fuck, man, was that
Bad
hard,
idea.
Man?
Yeah,
that was a yeah. That's not the best place to smoke.
I was in Listen, the sauna man, like gonna... one time as a kid. I think my grandmother's building had a sauna, so I was in it like in my bathing suit. After you go to the pool, you sit in a sauna for like 10 minutes. I think it's the only time I've ever been in a sauna in my life. I never sat around in a bunch of dudes naked in a sauna. That's a weird
it's the same
experience.
Thing for a steam bath.
That's an old
no,
man,
man
experience,
I did the same
AJ.
Thing in a steam bath.
Yeah,
but
you've
no,
done it a
man.
Bunch of
steam
times.
Bath.
That's an old man experience, is what I'm saying.
Like, I'm shocked.
It's from
I'm shocked,
another
man.
Time.
Guys, listen, if you come to the sauna with me, you know you're not wearing anything. You got to be like in the buff, man. You got to like get the full experience. Everything's got to sweat, man.
I'm not going to the sauna with you.
I don't
you.
Want the
you're
full
nuts.
Experience with you.
I don't want the. If AJ invites you to the sauna, imagine this, Fred. Hey, Fred, come on, let's go have a sweat. We'll go sit in the sauna. Yeah, all right, cool. I'll just wear my swimming trunks. AJ takes a towel off, and he's standing there, ass naked, his dick out and everything.
Yeah.
Don't you turn around and leave? Don't you go, all right, AJ, this isn't the kind of party I wanted to be involved in. You know, I'm out of here. Like, I would leave. That's crazy. Imagine.
Like,
that's sexual assault, AJ.
I don't want to go back to Seinfeld, but yeah. You know when Terry Hatcher, she went into the sauna, man, and sexy Terry Hatcher. I mean, that's a sexy lady from our generation.
Supergirl, man.
And of she course. Decided to take the towel off,
Supergirl.
Man. But that's different, man. That's different. That's just beautiful.
They're real and they're spectacular. But first of all, she was Lois Lane. She was not Supergirl, AJ.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Listen, man. Listen, she had relations.
She was Lois Lane.
She was Lois
Lane in that Superman show. Where Dean Cain was Superman, she played Lois Lane. She was not Supergirl, AJ.
In my world, she became Supergirl, man. Trust me. She's a Supergirl, man. Listen, man, but first of all, I'm shocked that you guys...
She's a desperate housewife.
Anyways, that was one of the best shows ever, man. I used to love watching Desperate Housewives. Amazing.
Love Desperate Housewives.
I've never seen it.
I think Sex and the City is coming back. Come on, Dave. Get with it.
All right. Who's going to be your 115-pound champion at the end of the year? My champion will be...
Sweaty Nuts.
Rose Namajunas, but...
Of course, Dave. Let's be honest, man. Who's going to be able... You think Carla's going to be able to hold down Rose? There's no way, man.
Maybe.
You think she's going to be able to stand up with her? No.
Maybe.
No. There's no way. There's no way she's going to be able to hold her down.
Rose is better
No way, Jose. Rose, man.
In the crazy matchup, man, I forgot to say, Dylan Dan is beating up a MMA reporter backstage somewhere. That's going to be the crazy matchup of 2022.
Oh, my God. I would love for him to beat the shit out of Ariel Helwani somewhere. That would be hilarious. Helwani's like way out of pocket with some of the shit that he's saying these days. He thinks he's all tough. He's not tough in anybody's face. He's just tough online. He's a real dick these days.
What the heck, Dave?
I'm not sure where the animosity comes from, man. Why did he go after him like that?
I don't know.
I feel a lot of it was like cheap shots, free cheap shots.
Yeah, I don't know why Helwani's going after all these people. Like, who does he think he is to be just like attacking guys in this type of way, in a disrespectful way? It's like, listen, man. You've made your money covering these guys. These are the people that are really, putting down the blood, sweat, and tears. You got to show a little bit of respect to the athletes. And yeah, I think he's being very disrespectful to a lot of the athletes right now.
What did I miss, man? Did I miss something this week? Did it happen? What's going on? Fill me in because a lot of people are listening and probably don't know what happened.
Yeah, he was
called
like,
him a nobody.
He's no good.
In
fighting.
A lot of
world champion.
Yeah. He just went after Dylan Danis on Twitter, and it's kind of like, you're not a fighter.
It's not your
job to trash talk the other fighters. Like when Dustin Poirier said he had a fight nearly done with Nate Diaz, and it was going to happen, and it was going to be a short notice fight, and they were working on it, and it was maybe even going to happen at January 22nd at UFC 270. Like they were working on this fight, Dustin Poirier versus Nate Diaz. This was... apparently in the works, and Dustin said, hey, this is a fight that's going to happen. But then Nate Diaz responded, and Nate can say things like this on Twitter. I just talked to the UFC. I said, what's up with the DP fight? I want to fight ASAP. But they said Dustin sucks, and they don't want it. Sorry, Dustin. You suck. Hope to fight ASAP, though. Let's do this. P.S. Oliveira, you suck, too.
What the hell's going on, man?
Talk to the UFC. They said Dustin sucks.
I mean, Dustin,
you suck. Oliveira, you suck.
Great matchup for him.
Yeah.
He should continue to campaign for that, man. That's the best matchup he could have right now.
Or Connor.
Listen, man, it's gotten out of control. Listen, Connor went crazy on Twitter as well. He started calling out Neymar. So you know who Neymar is.
The soccer guy.
Dave knows Neymar. The soccer guy. So there was a picture of him and Oliveira, and Connor goes, I'm going to smoke both of those guys. Like, why go after Neymar? So he challenged Neymar into a fight or whatever, you know. But
that's the fight to make,
you know,
2022. Neymar versus Connor. It would be big box office. Neymar.
Man, you know what?
Neymar versus Money Kicks. That's the fight I want to see. Give me Neymar versus Money Kicks. No, no, Fred.
A billion pay-per-views.
It's not a big fight unless Money Kicks is involved, okay? Don't forget about Money Kicks.
As soon as Kick touches him with a kick, Neymar's dropping down and rolling, man.
Yeah,
like,
Money
you know,
Kicks.
Like Smokey and the Bear, you know?
How many kicks
Bear, whatever the
Money
hell the
Kicks
do?
How many ex-UFC champions? How many ex-UFC champions does Jake Paul knock out this year? One, two, ten?
Two.
I'd say
one,
a couple.
One.
Probably one or two.
I mean, Askren wasn't a champion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So he had Woodley.
Yeah, but he was an MMA fighter.
Woodley. Who else? Who's next for Jake Paul? Who does Jake Paul knock out this year?
Anderson Silva.
I say Jake Paul.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy. He might do it, though.
He could do it. He could do it if anybody could do it. I mean, he's a lot younger. I mean, but
Tito Ortiz
has, like, boxing. How about Diaz, man? Get Diaz to fight him.
Yeah,
like,
Diaz.
Wouldn't you want to see that?
Let's get Diaz's last fight in the UFC, and that's his last fight on his contract. Let's get him out of there. I think Nate Diaz will fight Jake Paul by the end of this year. Jake Paul will Jake Paul will fight and beat Jorge Masvidal or Nate Diaz by the end of this year. By the end of this year, Jake Paul will be the true BMF. All right? Big prediction.
Man, Jake Paul was already the BMF in 2021. He has the best knockout of the year. We said that on our last show. There's no doubt about it, man. Jake Paul, Logan Paul, these guys have made a name.
His brother Logan spent like $3 million on a box of Pokemon cards, and they're fake. It's not good.
What?
Imagine spending $3 million on fake Pokemon cards.
Oh, man.
I'd be pissed.
I'd go after whoever sold them.
I'd be pissed. All right. Elmo versus Rocco versus Money Kicks, the fight to end all fights. These are the fights we want to see. All right. Elmo versus Rocco. Guys, go check it out. I'm done for the night. Wally, you're a super chat leader. You're a superman.
Wally!
With a super plan and a super podcast. Go check him out. Go check him out. We just gave all our predictions for who will be champion by the end of the year. Let's recap it. All right. Before we go. Okay. And I'm saving this on my little desktop here, and if my computer survives the year, which it should, we will know by the end of this year who's right and who's wrong. Okay, so UFC champions at the end of 2022 predictions here from the boys. Our heavyweight champion unanimously will be Cyril Gane.
Whoa, wait. Hold on a sec. What do we get? Who gets what if there's, like, out of us three here? Like, is there something that we get?
You win a prize.
Like what?
A mystery prize.
A day in the sauna with AJ.
Provided by Dave, unless Dave wins, in which case no one gets anything. All right?
All right.
Good plan.
What's the value?
It's not really great for me, honestly, but, you know, that's fine. Wally dropping a super chat. Love you guys. Love you right back, man. Love you right back, Wally. Thank you for joining us so late at night over in Ireland. Happy New Year to you, Wally. AJ and I have Magomed Ankalaev as the light heavyweight champion by the end of the year. Freddie going with Jiří Procházka, which, you know, very possible. We unanimously are picking Israel Adesanya to remain middleweight champion. AJ and I...
Unless Kamaru Usman goes up.
There you go. There's Fred's caveat. Freddie thinks Kamaru Usman will remain the welterweight champion at the end of the year. AJ and I think Khamza Chimaev will become the new champion. We are all going with Islam Makhachev to become the new lightweight champion this year.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie and I sticking with Alexander Volkanovski to remain the featherweight champion. AJ thinks it'll go back to Max Holloway. We are unanimous with Piotr Jan being the bantamweight champion at the end of this calendar year. AJ and I going with Askar Askarov as the next UFC flyweight champion. Freddie sticking with the current champ, Brandon Moreno. We are sticking with the current featherweight women's champion, Amanda Nunes, to retain because I don't think she'll defend this year. I think she's going to lose again to Juliana Pena, and Juliana will still be the bantamweight champion at the end of the year. Freddie and AJ think otherwise. They think Amanda Nunes takes it back. The women's flyweight championship, Valentina Shevchenko, is unanimous as our champion at the end of the year. And the women's strawweight champion, we are unanimous. Holding on to it will be Rose Namajunas. So those are predictions. And Wally says, whoever wins this competition, I'll send a cool prize. Oh, Wally's sending us prizes. Yeah. To whoever wins. Thank you, Wally, for the super chat.
I want a Wally cup, man.
And the prizes. Yeah, we want some Money to Burn merch. Send me some Money to Burn merch if you have it, Wally. You know, if you have a t-shirt or something, I'll wear it on the show. I'd be very proud to represent
cap,
for
Wally.
You. You know?
Give me
I'll wear
cap,
your
Wally.
Stuff on the show, Wally, and continue to promote you because we love you, buddy, and we'll always rep for our friends. So that is what we got going for you at the end of 2022. This is the beginning, and we are getting ready for one hell of a crazy year. 2021 was nuts. 2022, no sign of slowing down. No lockdowns, no curfews, no nothing. We'll stop the UFC this year, and we got a big watch-along coming up on the 22nd of the month, UFC 270. That's our next big watch-along. I'm looking forward to that. What, AJ, what?
I was just going to say, like, if I'm not mistaken, it's 2022. It's a year of, like, it's going to be wild. But if I'm not mistaken, isn't Wally getting married this year?
Yeah.
It's 2022, man. I hope you're getting married, Wally, because I just pushed it now. You're in trouble if you're not. But 2022, man, is the year of Wally. I'd love to go to Ireland, man. I would love to, but I got COVID right now. Freddie, too.
Yeah, well, he's not getting married right now. I think it's in the summertime.
No, I know. Maybe that, like, did you see that plane, man, by the way, full of, like, Quebecers? Why do Quebecers always end up in the news, man? CNN, Fox, BBC, man, they're all over the place.
Quebecers like to party, I suppose. Wally's getting
married
in August.
Bad, man.
People aren't having enough
August.
Fun no more, man. I'll applaud everybody.
Friends applauding everybody.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah. August. Wally.
Because now that he has COVID, he doesn't care married. About it. It's everybody bad should get
yeah.
Super chat. Super chat. Super
whoa,
chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Angelo dropping a super chat. And he becomes the super chat leader of the night. Wow, taking over from Wally.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Angelo.
Sherman Greece, Euros. Man.
Thank you,
Wally.
Wally
did it in euros. 8 euros. How much is that?
I think it was about $11.99, something like that, or 11 or 12. Angelo just jumping up
Wally.
Above him. Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
I thought
guys.
Euros were more right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think our thing on the screen does a conversion of what it all means. We got the conversion going.
What the hell, man? What is it, the stock market here?
Yeah, it's like a stock market. No, it's not. I don't
Wally,
understand.
August, man. He's getting married in August, man. That's
yes.
crazy.
Yes.
Man, we should be going to Ireland, man. Ringside in Ireland.
Yes.
It'd be awesome.
Well, I believe we are invited to the wedding, AJ.
Well, I'll do everything I can to get there, but if I can't, I'll be sending you a gift, though, Wally.
Yes. okay.
I mean, I would love to organize the bachelor party, man. That would be awesome. I get GMAC and me just to plan it. You guys just sit back and let me, like, take care of it. It'd be crazy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Vegas would be in the works, man. Hangover.
So we got to go to Vegas before going to Ireland? That's a pretty expensive, like...
Well, they did it for Connor, man. How many guys from Ireland came from Ireland to go to Vegas to see Connor? Like, it was insane, man.
Yeah, but they went from Ireland to Vegas. We're going from Montreal to Vegas to Ireland. It's like more. It's more.
Well, this year's the year of big bucks for Ringside Report, so you never know, man. Listen, man, those guys on the plane were all influencers. I think we have more influence than those schmoes. I'm telling you.
I think you need to get yourself on one of these Quebec reality shows where you're, like, looking for love in French.
So let's do it. I'll do it, man. I don't care. AJ, I'll do it. Remember, with it, anything.
You have love.
Listen, if it's for the ratings, listen, man, I'm Italian. It doesn't mean you can't have more.
Like, they have all these, like, they have all these shows, and it's like, oh, this person is on Tour du Bateau. I'm like, what the hell is Tour du Bateau? I never heard of this.
Tour du Bateau?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, there's all these shows, and it's like, oh, this person
is. AJ in the sauna.
And they're, like, chartering a plane, and I'm like, who are these people? Who are these greasy-looking people?
That's probably the equivalent of 90 Day Fiancé or whatever, man.
Right,
you just,
that's it.
It's different language.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to it in French or English, so.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
90 Day Fiancé, man. What
it's
a good
not
show.
Good.
Those are good shows.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow night with Johnny North after SmackDown, okay? Tomorrow night after SmackDown with Johnny.
Johnny!
We'll be talking
Who won
about
yesterday,
SmackDown.
By the way, Dave?
Oh,
did Daniel Bryan win or?
Oh,
what happened, man?
Why
I didn't see it, man.
You must have seen. You must know. You're just rubbing it in.
No, no, I didn't see it, man. Actually,
Hangman.
I really don't know.
Hangman.
Okay.
Man.
Hangman.
My decision.
No, no, he beat him. He pinned him.
Oh, he pinned him. Okay, yeah. I might have to watch it now.
It was a very good match. It was very good. Hey, but Jade Cargill hey Dave, became the TBS champion, so that was good. Jade Cargill. What, AJ?
I was going to say, first of all, I did see AEW. It was a really good show. And then I saw your show last night with Johnny. Fantastic. But then after all that said and done, I ended up watching Dark Side of the Ring. And it was amazing, man. I got to see the episode where it's
Which
called
one?
the flight from hell.
Plane ride
that
from
was
hell.
Insane, man.
Yeah.
The plane ride from hell, man. Man, that was incredible, man. I'm telling you, that poor
What was that, about
she's still
the Quebec influencers?
No.
No, it was a well, it's funny that came up after I saw the Quebec influencers. The plane ride from hell came up, you know.
Yeah.
But insane, man. Brock Lesnar, man. He's nuts, man. And there was more drugs there than a John Jones party. I'll tell you that, man. It was ridiculous.
Of course, it's the WWE. That plane ride from hell was crazy. But yeah, those Quebec people that went to Mexico, they did their own plane ride from hell, right? And now they can't get a ride back. That's crazy that they can't come back. No one wants to give them a flight back.
So you're stuck in Cancun? Like, what a crime, man. But the thing is that, yeah, when they come back, they're going to be fined, like, I think $6,000. And apparently up to $1 million. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I know that the promotion guy was on Twitter. He was supposed to put out a press release today. You know, he's, like, you know, talking like, you know, this is all cool and whatnot. But I'm telling you, man, if I was any of those people on the plane coming back, man, it's going to cost them – like maybe $500 to get on that plane. It's going to cost them like thousands and thousands of dollars by the time it's all said and done.
Angela's saying they came back. Angela says they came back.
Not all of them.
Not
all
of
them. There was only 12 of them came back. Yeah, only 12 of them came back. The rest are still stuck there. And, you know, it's going to be crazy. So, yeah.
Supposedly if you put Vaseline in your nose, the COVID test comes back negative. That's what I learned from these influencers.
Really?
Yeah, well... Yeah.
That's what I learned from them, man. Thank you.
And they were doing that.
I appreciate that.
They were doing that.
Well, that was their plan to coming back. I think that's one of the reasons why the people don't want to go get them now.
Because they know of like scams to beat the COVID test. Jeez.
Well,
who are these people?
They didn't beat it if everybody knows about it.
Who are these people? Let the cartels deal with them.
It could be your daughter.
No.
Don't let them in Mexico, man.
Gonna have more sense.
If it was
now.
Your son or your daughter, you would want him to come back.
No,
people
I wouldn't.
Are so mean.
No,
I'd say you made your bed, now sleep in it. Deal with it. Stay in Mexico.
Stay in Cancun, Zev.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Stay in Cancun, my friend.
Freddie,
I told you not to
Freddie,
go.
Think
this
about,
is what you get.
Freddie,
I would tell him not
mom,
to go.
And I'm stuck there.
I would say, don't go. It's not the time to travel right now. Don't go on a booze.
Did you see the party?
Cocaine filled
party
in Mexico.
You
don't
would
go.
Stop your son from going to that party?
Yeah, he's going to get AIDS
that party
or something.
Was good,
he would hate
AIDS
you so
and
much.
COVID.
No, no, no.
It's a cocktail.
You would hate
that
you
party
so
did
much,
good,
man.
Freddie.
Yeah, well, he can hate me all he wants, but he won't hate me when all his friends go to Mexico and are stranded there, and he's still at home and he's all good. He's not going to hate me then.
Listen, Dave, I'll tell you one thing. When
yeah,
I was
you know
at
I'm
that
right
video,
too, Fred.
No, but I agree with Freddie. I agree with Freddie. When I was looking at the video, I'm like, damn, man, I wish I could go back in time where I could be on that plane party too. Because I did it all, man. I did the MTV, man, ride to Florida. I was there on spring break with like the MTV crew at the time. I partied like a rock star. There's videos of it. Believe me, we got in some serious trouble because we didn't know it was live at the time. But the thing is that I partied, man, with Jeff Healey. I partied with the Georgia Satellites. I partied with like Steve Anthony from Much
are.
Music.
Who?
I don't know who
the
any
first
of
one
these
I knew,
people
but
are.
The second
I didn't
one
know,
I have no
I
clue.
Didn't know any. I know he was name dropping there, but none of those names registered. Who?
Listen,
Jeff
AJ
Healy's
did some crazy
a musician.
Shit back then. Well, he's dead now, unfortunately. But I fucked him up big time.
He's
I won't
dead,
tell you
though.
The story because I might get sued. I know
this
he's
is
dead,
another
but,
guy you
like,
fucked in a sauna?
Just tell me it wasn't in the sauna.
No, no.
How many guys have
well,
you fucked
was,
in a sauna, man? I didn't know you were
well,
that
Jeff,
way.
Listen, I fucked him up. But I'm going to tell you one thing is, I didn't know that the guy was blind, but man, I got that guy drunk like there was no tomorrow. But he was awesome. Super cool guy, man. Rest in peace. But Jeff Healey, man, number one. Listen, man, AJ's done some crazy shit. So looking back at this
who
airline.
Who was the other group, man, that I never heard of?
There was the Georgia Satellites, and then I think it was the Tragically Hip or something like that.
The Georgia Satellites. That sounds like
a
group
like
from
a
the
reggae.
40s.
No, man, they were like a reggae group at the time, man. This is way back, bud. This is way, 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 way back.
Let's see what Google
but,
says.
But, man, what a hell of a party. The Georgia Satellites, man. Play a tune, man. You won't get sued.
Probably not. I never heard of them.
You know who Jeff Healey is?
Did you say reggae? Did you say they were a reggae band?
Yeah, they were like
they're
a reggae
white.
Band. Like,
I don't know. It says American Southern Rock.
Well, they sounded reggae to me, man.
AJ doesn't know what reggae is. It's a...
AJ.
That's crazy.
You guys, man, I'm telling you. But anyways, all to say is this, man. Why should we diss them? They, like Freddie said, is man, I wish I was on that plane too, man. Going to Cancun, Mexico. At 20 years old, partying like a rock star. You know?
Hell yeah. Only got one life to live. YOLO.
Now that I got COVID, I don't give a shit now. That's it, man. I'm cool with it. Me and Freddie are down with it. Dave hasn't had COVID. But me and Freddie have. And it's like, you know what? We suffered, man. 10 days of staying inside.
COVID in the house.
Yeah, that's what you have to do when you get COVID. You got to stay in the house.
I mean,
COVID,
you're
stay
sweating
in the house.
Over, man. No,
I can go out now.
I don't trust
not yet. I can't.
I'm going to need another 10 days before I see you, Fred.
Wait a sec.
20 days.
Am I allowed to go to... Listen, am I allowed to go to Dave's for the watch along?
No.
At this point, because I'm off by Sunday. Yeah, I should be good, Dave.
No. No,
definitely
not. The
curfew's still on, by the way.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
It's still on.
You can't sleep at Dave's.
Yeah. Curfew. Don't stay here. Stay away from me.
Like if you go naked in the sauna, you probably sleep naked.
Oh,
not gonna sleep at Dave's.
God. All right, guys.
I'll wash the
That's enough. Up. That's enough. Fred, you have left a horrible, horrible just thought in my mind. And I just, all right, I'm done now. Johnny, I'll see you tomorrow. All right, everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow right after SmackDown. And then we're off this weekend. And then I'll be back Monday after Raw. We're doing the thing. And then us guys, the Ringside Report MMA crew, we will be back next Thursday to preview a fight card. Calvin Kattar versus Giga Chikadze. UFC is back next week, the 15th of January. So next Thursday, we'll have some fight picks and predictions for you right here on the Ringside Report Network.